Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Chulin 111. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing the law of the liver. And the liver has so much blood in it that it's not usually able to have the blood removed from it the way other organs have the blood removed, i.e. by soaking it and salting it. So the Gemara discusses in this context the liver and how the blood was removed. And another aspect of the liver is that the liver also has arteries and veins that bring blood into it, and that is a separate law of the blood that's already contained within the liver. So the Gemara tells us the following incident, that Rabba Bar Rav Huna ikul bei Rabba Bar Rav Nachman. The Rabba Bar Rav Huna came to the house of Rabba Bar Rav Nachman on Shabbos, and Aisil Kame Tlas Save Toche, and they brought in front of Rabba Bar Rav Huna three pieces of bread that was smeared with oil and honey. So Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said to the household of Rabbi Bar Rav Nachman, "Mehava yad isu dasina. How do you know I was coming and that you prepared such a beautiful food for me?" So they responded. They said, "Amrule miadifas lan mina. Do you think we knew you were coming? No, we had somebody even better than you coming, or something even better than you coming. And what is that thing that was even better than you coming? That was the Shabbos, because it was that day was Shabbos." And it says in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13, "The karasa la Shabbos oneg, that you shall call to the Shabbos that it is a delight." And so therefore we prepared this special dish of the three pieces of bread for the Shabbos and not for you. So in that context, the Gemara says, meanwhile, what happened was, adahachi, while they were engaging in this conversation, ashkacha hu kavda da havabas impona debliya dama. In the meanwhile, what happened was they found a liver that was being served, that Rabbi Rav Huna saw that there was a liver that had in it an artery that was still full of blood. And so he saw that they were serving him this artery, this liver filled with an artery of blood. So he said to them, why are you serving me this liver with this artery which has blood in it? We know that blood is prohibited to eat, because when we say that the blood of the liver when it was removed and everything else that wasn't removed is permitted, that's only the blood that was from the organ itself. But the blood that entered into the liver through the arteries is always going to be prohibited, even after it was roasted. So therefore, this, even though you've roasted it, and you would think that all the blood that remains after its roasting is permitted, in this case, this blood should be prohibited because it was contained within an artery. So they said to him, so what can we do in this case? How are we going to get rid of this blood at this point? So Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said, what you need to do under these circumstances is kiru shesiva erev, that before you roast it, you need to tear it both horizontally and vertically, and then v'chitucha l'tachas, and place the cut facing downward. And only if you roast it that way, you roast it by roasting it, you're going to get all the blood to come out that's in the organ. Whatever remains from there is going to be permitted. And on top of that, you need to get the blood of the arteries and the veins out. And the way you do that is by tearing it horizontally and vertically and putting that downward on the grill when you roast it, so that blood can also drain. And says the Gemara, that when do we say that you require to tear it horizontally and vertically before you roast it? Hani mili kavda. This is only by a liver. But if it refers to the spleen of an animal, then we say that even though the spleen sometimes appears to be red, that red, and therefore you might think that it's carrying so much blood in it, the spleen does not require tearing before you cook it, before you roast it, and you're even allowed to cook it. And the reason is because that redness is shumna ba'almahu. That redness is only fat, and it's not coming from excess blood that's in the organ. And the reason why we know you're allowed to cook it and that you don't need to tear it before you roast it, you're allowed to cook it even with other organs, meaning unlike the liver, which needs to be roasted, the spleen could be salted and then cooked with other meats, is because Ki hada Shmuel abdi le tavshilu de tachla biyomed avim milsa. that when Shmuel, before he would let blood from his body, which was a method they used to heal themselves, they used to take a red item and prepare it to eat it on that day. And the reason is because they felt that since they were going to be lacking the red, the blood, that they would be able to recover by eating something that was red. And we see from here that Shmuel would do a tavshila de tachli. He would cook it, the spleen, with other items which were also cooked with it. And so therefore it's clearly that this is in a different category than the liver, which was only allowed to be roasted by itself and wasn't able to be cooked. So going back to the beginning of this story, why was it necessary first of all, why are we told that the story took place on Shabbos to begin with? And the Sfas Emes asked the question, since this story even happened on Shabbos, why does Rabbi Bar Rav Huna think that the meal was being done for himself? And why did he not understand that it was being done for the purpose of Shabbos? So the Sfas Emes answers that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna thought that if indeed that they had prepared it for Shabbos and not for him, then they would never have taken out the food and brought it out for him. They would have, because that would have been like they were tricking him, like we saw the sugyas earlier in our tractate, that it would be like misleading, Geneva Stas. It would seem like they worked so hard for him. So he didn't think that they would have brought it out under those circumstances and presented it as though they prepared it for him. So therefore, that's why he assumed that they did it for him. But Rabbi Bar Rav Nachman thought that since they knew that if they would have known that they would have been working so hard for Shabbos, they still would have been working hard for him. And so since if he would have understood that, that would not have been Geneva's Das. There's also the assumption that since it was Shabbos, he knows that they didn't think that he would think it was for them. Because on Shabbos, there's a recognition that you're always supposed to prepare your finest meal for Shabbos and your finest food. So if something is special, we don't have to say to the person, oh yeah, we did this special for you. The fact that it's Shabbos, that in itself is special enough to say that we're preparing this dish for Shabbos. And we don't have to tell the guest it was just for you.